Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 11th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief, presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. Man, two spectacular days in a row, but now I guess we need to pay the piper for them with the next day or two. I am sure George will have the skinny on that, but first we need to get through some news, so shall we? On March 9th at about 8:30 p.m., there was a shooting in the first block of West Street. There were no injuries and no property damage reported, but the Annapolis Police Department did find shell casings and evidence of the shooting on the street. What was particularly interesting in their report, the APD seemed to go to great lengths to avoid using the word shooting. They called it a non-contact discharge, and then they said they responded to a report of a, quote, weapon discharge. It almost sounds like either someone's cleaning a gun and it went off, or maybe some sort of sex crime. I don't know. But then again, this is in the first block of West Street, not Clay or President Street. All right, this one is a little bit complicated. Political news, of course. Maryland delegate Shanika Henson is embroiled in an ethics inquiry for a conflict of interest. The Joint Committee on Legislative Ethics found that while Henson was approving state bond funding, she failed to disclose her financial relationship with Kingdom Care, a nonprofit receiving those funds. During 2022 and 2023, Kingdom Care paid Henson for legal services, yet she did not recuse herself from the process where the nonprofit was involved. Henson, however, insists that she had no participation in the filing of the legislative bond bills in question and was unaware that she was their legal counsel, despite being paid by them. Additionally, an inquiry was sent to the Elections Board surrounding an advertisement in a Juneteenth program advertising her law practice along with her position as a delegate. The Ethics Committee has recommended that Henson not be allowed to serve on the Appropriations Committee, which was in charge of doling out the funds, and is restricted from participating in future legislative bond initiatives involving Kingdom Care. Now, this is a pretty deep story with several twists, turns, and reversals. Dana Monroe of the Capitol has a very detailed story on it. You want to check that out at the Capitol. And Delegate Henson also has posted a statement on her website as well. So you do want to check both of them out to get both sides of the story. The Rotary Club of Annapolis has announced its scholarship program, offering up to four $2,500 scholarships to graduating high school seniors from specified zip codes and homeschooled students. Generally, they're the Annapolis area zip codes. These scholarships, aimed at helping defray college expenses, require applicants to demonstrate a commitment to community service, aligning with Rotary ideals. The application deadline is coming up. It's April 15th. More information is available at annapolisrotary.org. Reynolds Tavern, an historic Annapolis establishment dating back to 1747, has recently been sold to Dave and Diane Ray of Severna Park. The couple is committed to maintaining the tavern's historic charm. The building, which has served in various roles throughout history, continues to be a significant local landmark and watering hole, offering dining, accommodations, and a beer garden. The new owners are dedicated to preserving this link to the past while guiding the tavern into its next chapter, and of note, Reynolds Tavern and the 1747 Pub are remaining as is, so nothing has changed there. The Annapolis Children's Business Fair is set for April 27th. This fair is part of a global network that encourages young entrepreneurship with children ages 5 through 16 running their own business stalls. The event, which promotes creativity and business skills, will include competitions for the most original business idea, the highest business potential, and the best presentation. The fair is expected to be a dynamic showcase of youthful enterprise and innovation, and it all goes down at Gloria Day Lutheran Church in Arnold from 1 to 4 p.m. on April 27th. We have more info at ionanapolis.net for you, or you can go to marylandcuriositylab.org. All right, here's some podcast stuff for you. Up this weekend on the Local Business Spotlight, we chat with Catherine Burke from Annapolis Collection Gallery, and really, that's quite a gem in the city's inner West Street and Arts District. And in closing, one of the best ways to keep up on the local news is the Daily News Recap email that goes out at 7 p.m. 366 days this year. It is free and paywall free. And here is a link right here in the show notes to sign up. And please do me a favor and let your friends, family, and colleagues all know about it as well. All right, that is a wrap. As always, thank you for being you, and a thank you to our sponsors for the Daily News Brief: Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. So now you just need to sit back, because we have George from DCMDVA Weather with the only locally forecasted weather report you will find. And because it is Thursday, Trevor from Annapolis Makerspace is here with your Annapolis Makerspace Maker Minutes. All that's coming right up, so hang tight.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA Weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA Weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Thursday, April 11th. Yesterday turned out great across the Annapolis region, with none of the expected AM showers ever really popping up, and also tons of breaks in the clouds, allowing for plenty of sunshine with very nice temps well into the 70s throughout the afternoon. But we likely won't be so lucky today, as clouds will be much more prominent and rain is almost a certainty in the PM hours, with showers and possibly some thunderstorms as well, with breezy winds out of the south gusting over 25 miles per hour at times, as low pressure and its counterclockwise flow of air moves by to the west into the Great Lakes region, which will then move a bit northeast and help drive a cold front through Anne Arundel County Friday, which will then bring more showers and storms and breezy winds, mainly during the AM hours, while dropping temperatures into the 40s overnight Friday night into Saturday morning. As for the weekend, sunshine will return both days, with breezy highs in the 60s Saturday, followed by warmer temps into the 70s Sunday, with next week looking fantastic with plenty of sunshine as high temps climb into the 70s and 80s as we get into the second half of April 2024. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe. And be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive. And it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
Every week, makers, crafters, and educators hold events all over the area. Highlighting some of those, here's our Maker Minutes, brought to you by Annapolis Makerspace.
Hey, this is Trevor from Annapolis Makerspace with this week's Maker Minutes. At Chesapeake Lightcraft in Annapolis, all next week they're making Annapolis wherries, and registration is open for some upcoming classes, making Shearwater and Wood Duck Kayaks, Nor'easter Dories, and Teardrop Campers. At Knits and Pieces off of Bestgate Road, Saturday, check out their second Saturday skills class, focusing on Magic Loop this time. And then on Wednesday, check out their XL and Amigurumi class, making jumbo stuffed animals with knitting and crochet. At the Willow Oak Flower and Herb Farm in Severn, Saturday, check out their Earth Day Herb Planter workshop. Over at Londontown Gardens down in Edgewater, Saturday they have a plant prints workshop, doing prints on paper using leaves and other plant parts. At Blended Essentials in Severna Park, Registration is open for their summer camp starting in June. Camps include making candles, soaps, bath bombs, lotions, and more. And each camp has a different theme. At Whole Foods in Annapolis, today their Half Pint Kids Club is doing pigs in a blanket, with one session at 11 a.m. and another one at 1 p.m. Then on Tuesday, their Half Pint Kids Club is doing very veggie English muffin pizzas. At Art Farm in Annapolis, tonight, check out Mending Our Stories, learning mending techniques with various materials and media. Tomorrow, they have a fancy staghorn fern mount workshop. Saturday, there's a beginner jewelry workshop for teens and adults. Then on Sunday, they have their Bosanki Ukrainian egg decorating workshop. And there's still some classes in their winter and spring semester coming up, with a few kids' art school sessions, one today for ages 9 through 11, one on Saturday for ages 6 through 8. Then on Monday, there's one for ages 6 through 8, and another for ages 4 through 5. And some of their other kids' art classes. Today, they have mixed media for ages 10 through 13. Monday, there's digital cartooning. And then on Tuesday, there's pencil, charcoal, ink, and watercolor for ages 10 through 13, as well as an experimental art club for ages 10 through 13. At the Anne Arundel County Public Library System this week, today, Brooklyn Park has Steam and Snacks, with this month's activity being to design your own Egyptian cartouche. And also today, Bush Annapolis has Sewing Basics. On Saturday, Eastport Annapolis Neck has Build It With Lego. Maryland City has Science Saturdays with Light and Shadows. Linthicum has Batteries, Getting a Charge Out of Chemistry. And Severna Park has a Community Service Crafternoon, Making No-Sew Fleece Blankets for Project Linus. And Severna Park has a Community Service Crafternoon, Making No-Sew Blankets for Project Linus, providing handmade blankets for children who are seriously ill, traumatized, or otherwise in need. On Monday, Bush Annapolis has Raindrop Plop, Exploring Weather with Fun Activities. And Glen Burnie has a Steam Club. Tuesday, Glen Burnie has Little Artist Process Art. And Discoveries, the library at the mall, has a Lego Build and Create Monthly Challenge. And finally, on Wednesday, Eastport is hosting the Mad Hatter's Knitting Club, and Deal has an art night. If you have any questions about the Annapolis Makerspace, the Maker Minutes, or any of these events, feel free to contact me at trevor@makeannapolis.org. And you can find links to all of these events at the Annapolis Makerspace website, also at makeannapolis.org. And whether you're making art, software, sawdust, or just a mess, chances are you're already a maker. This has been Trevor from Annapolis Makerspace with this week's Maker Minutes.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. You've been listening to the Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, eyeonannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Eye on Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.